shake your body, baby, do that conga. No, you can't control yourself any longer. Come on, shake your body, baby, do that conga. No, you can't control yourself any longer.
Feel the rhythm? That's because my wife has something special for us this week. She has a guest. It's someone she went to high school with in Miami. And normally that would not be very interesting, but in this case, it's someone we all know. Marianne, why don't you do the honors here?
Yes, she's the internationally known singer and co-star of the new Father of the Bride movie on HBO Max. It premieres next Friday. I literally cannot wait. My childhood friend, my still good friend, Gloria Estefan.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Good morning. Thanks for being up early for us.
Hey, listen, I'm usually up at this time. It's just, as you know, we just got in from L.A. We're in this wedding vortex promoting the movie, and I'm more excited than you are for this to come out. It was a wonderful experience, and I can't wait to share it with everyone.
Gloria, before we get to what I want to know, mainly what kinds of trouble did Marianne get into as a teenager, tell us a little bit about the movie.
Yes, because that has so much to do with everything.
Exactly right.
Marianne was a saint. Marianne was wonderful.
Yeah, right.
She was great.
I don't believe that.
And yep, I do not have any recollection of anything she may have done. Actually, I don't, because I don't have a clue. No, but look, we shot this movie last summer. And from day one, we were a family. I mean, Andy and I have known each other for decades. He used to jump into the band before we even knew him when he was in college. We played a lot of gigs around Miami, weddings, of course.
Andy Garcia.
Andy Garcia, yes, mm-hmm. Andy Garcia. And there was this kid that when we would do this medley of congas, which, by the way, is what inspired us to write conga, that we would do these old Cuban congas at the end of the night where everybody would, off came the shoes, the jackets, and everything, and up came Andy to sit in with the band, and he would just, like the phantom percussionist, he would jump up and play, and we would ask each other, like, who's that kid? Like, who is this? We never knew back then. Yes, oh my gosh, so cute. But then years later, we met in the 80s and we became friends, and with his wife and his beautiful family. So I've been able to be in a movie with Andy before for Love Her Country, the story of Arturo Sandoval. And Andy's still sitting in with us, but now it's at the Gershwin Awards and the Grammys and all of these things. And so to play his wife in this movie was really a natural thing, because we're friends, and hopefully, you know, if you're married, you're still friends with your
right.
spouse. And everyone else who's stellar cast, really. Diego Boneta, Adri Arjona, and Isabel Merced. These young women are incredible. We have Enrique Murciano. Your cousin, Marianne, is also in the movie. Yes, and I love him. He's crazy. He must have done crazy stuff in high school. But he's so wonderful to be with and spend time with. Two greats of Cuban theater, Ruben Rabassa and Marta Velasco. And let me see, I don't want to forget anyone, because everybody was so amazing. But we were like a family from day one.
Oh, I just cannot wait. To explain it to anybody who doesn't know what we're talking about, it's a fun remake of The Father of the Bride with Steve Martin and Diane Keaton. And like you said, it stars you and Andy Garcia. And you guys are having marital problems, right, in this movie?
Yes, that's a new twist. And by the way, like, it's hard for me to call it a remake, because although it is based on the book Father of the Bride, which also, I don't know if you're aware, but there was a version, the first movie version was Spencer Tracy, and Elizabeth Taylor was the bride back in, I think it was 1950 or 51. And, you know, the mothers in these two films, both the Steve Martin film, do not have as strong a role. They're always supportive and loving and whatnot, but the women, as is tends to be in Latin families, are incredibly strong in this film. And at the beginning, you know, the Billy, my husband's character, and Ingrid, my character, are experiencing a tumultuous time. They've been in therapy for a year and trying to sort things out, but they've decided that they're going to go ahead and split. And then that night when the daughter comes home, they're supposed to announce this, and everything goes crazy when, you know, she announces her big surprise that she's marrying. We're Cuban in the film. That was a stretch for me. I really had to, you know, I really had to study that culture a lot to know what to do. But she's marrying a Mexican young man, and she's leaving the country. So we have no choice but to try to hide it or to go on as if nothing's happening. So it adds another twist, and it really is about. You know, we have extended family, laughter, food. So it's tough for me to call it a remake because it really is like a completely kind of it's in the premise, but very different.
It's a good timing. Good timing, Gloria. They say 2.5 million weddings are planned for this summer because everybody had to postpone during the pandemic. So are you going to provide advice to young couples? Will they get something from this movie? Will they learn something?
I think they'll learn a lot, but funny enough, Andy, his daughter, is one of them is getting married tomorrow and another one in 30 days because she had to postpone her wedding. They have a baby now. They got married in the house just with family because they were in a little bubble there with his family all living together there, all his daughters and his son. So she's getting her dream wedding tomorrow, and then he's got another one right in a month. So he's still stuck in the wedding vortex. But, you know, ultimately, I think it's a beautiful thing that should be up to the bride and groom. And you know how Latin parents tend to horn in, especially in this one, the father of the bride, who thinks that he's got certain, that tradition gives him certain leeway and power when it comes to the wedding. And it's a lot. It's very funny because we do laugh at each other, and we eliminated any stereotypes for an easy laugh that, you know, is very easy to get in there. It really, we're very proud of the representation of Latinos in the film, and it's funny. It's really funny. So hopefully people will find it funny too.
Well, I want to hear more about that, and also about what you two were up to back then, and the beginning of the Miami
Good
Sound
Lord,
Machine.
Yeah, I know. He's obsessed, Gloria.
After a
He's
break.
He's like a dog with a bone. What is it with this man?
Hold on, girls.
What happens in high school stays in high school, Bob.
Not
exactly.
Anymore.
WGN. Put on your mask when you go out in public.
Gloria. Stefan, now that COVID is spiking up a bit, maybe you should re-release this song that you did at the beginning of COVID.
That's a good idea. I still put on my mask. I'm being careful, you know, because we're doing all this promotion, and I don't want to have to take a break from it. So I'm still being extra careful.
That a girl.
So many people have seen your Broadway musical On Your Feet, the story of your life, and it just opened in Washington, D.C. as the first bilingual version of it. Wow, you must be so proud of that, Gloria. And it's still such a huge smash. And I just want you to share with people, what was your first reaction when you actually saw the first performance as it is now?
Oh, my gosh. I don't think we've cried as much in the last 10 years of our life. Excuse me. But, you know, in Spanish, we went up to Washington for the opening. And Spanish is different. You know, it has this special magic. And I wrote a lot of new lyrics for the songs, because songs like Famous that move the narrative in the English language version, or When Someone Comes Into Your Life, that one had a Spanish version, but it really didn't fit what was going on. So I wrote a completely new version also to Famous, to I Don't Want to Lose You. I adapted it in Spanish more because the Spanish version that existed didn't speak to the play. So it was really, really exciting for me to add new layers, and I look forward to it. It's in Panama right now at the National Theater. They've done a spectacular job, and they're about to go out on a regional tour, again, of the United States, now in the regional theaters. I got to see it in a high school in Miami, which was so exciting.
Really?
And, yes, they did an amazing job. It's the Miami Arts High School. We were blown away, so much so that Emilio took a lot of the cast to L.A. for the summit, because Emilio did the opening day and of the summit. He prepared that welcome for all the presidents, and the kids were right there with him as part of the show. It's really exciting.
Gloria, did you ever have an inkling back then that your little high school classmate, Marianne, would leave Miami and marry a guy who didn't speak Spanish?
I don't think she had an inkling, much less
me.
But she speaks English, so that's a good thing, right?
Yeah. Father of the Bride, it's the Latin perspective this time on HBO Max starting next weekend. Marianne, did you try to convince Gloria that I should play her husband instead of Andy Garcia?
Yes, I tried really, really hard, right, Gloria?
But see, that's one instance where you would have needed to speak Spanish.
I know.
Movie's in Spanish. Because it's not, but exactly. You have to, you know, kind of understand the culture a little bit there, Bob.
I understand it now.
I bet.
Gloria, okay, I bet. So I don't know if this. I don't want you to give anything away. But this is the one last question every woman wants to know. All your girlfriends from Miami want to know: did you kiss Andy?
Oh Lord, yes. And believe me, I've caught heat. My sisters got me hysterical, like bringing it up. No, I did not kiss Andy. Ingrid kissed Billy.
Oh, okay.
That's the difference.
All right, and what was the kiss like, and how did Emilio react?
Well, first of all, I shipped him out of state. Forget about out of the studio. Because I couldn't even have his energy anywhere near me. This is the first man I kiss in more than 47 years. It's not Emilio. So if it's going to be somebody, thank God it was Andy, who was a good friend. And, you know, we were very supportive of each other. There's a real chemistry there. So that was beautiful. If you think back on my the See Your Smile video, Andy does a cameo. At the end, he plays a waiter, and I say to him, is the waiter on the menu? So I guess this is kind of full circle. And, you know, it was wonderful. And Andy says, you know, it was a kiss of respect and family and some of, you know, a couple finding themselves again. And so it's not one of those, you know,
and
sexual crazy things.
It was a job, too.
Yeah,
I got to admit, I was nervous.
I'll be watching. Maybe I'll pick up a few marriage tips, Gloria, when I see the movie on HBO Max next weekend.
Yeah, that or you'll learn what not to do. Apparently, everything is hunky dory with you because look, the two of you are together, and I love watching your dynamic on your Facebook and Instagram shows that always start with the two of you. You still haven't figured out the cameras.
I know, we're working on that.
It's a thing. It's like so funny to me. You go, like, there's always an issue.
Everything's an issue.
Those cameras.
I'll let you two carry on here, but we must move on to the news next at 9 from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. Thanks,
right.
Gloria. Great
Thanks,
talking
Gloria.
To you.
Thank you so much, guys. We love you. Thank you
everything.
For having us
we
on.
We love you.
And
right, take care.
Adios.
Bye-bye.
Amigo.
Bye-bye. Oh, that'd be a nice one.